For weeks, it looked like a deal might be struck between legislative Republicans and Governor Tony Evers to use some of the state's $2.5 billion surplus to provide both tax relief and money for schools. But those talks fell apart early last week. Wisconsin's K-12 public schools have gone without a cost of living adjustment for the last 17 years. Green Bay Superintendent Vicki Byers says the current system is not working for public schools.
We're having to make some very substantial cuts to our public education, while at the same time more money is going over to vouchers in private schools. It's just not sustainable to have two educational systems that are funded by taxpayers.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he might call a special legislative session to address property tax relief. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.